Okay, here we go. Mishnah daf chav gimel amud aleph. Yep. Mishnah chav gimel ha'isha shnah. Today is more of an agarata daf. Okay, there's much more. There's more agarata than there is halacha. Ha'isha shenadra. It's just me and you. Yishol Zev is not here. Okay, maybe we'll go quick. Let's see what we can do. Ha'isha shenadra benazir v'ha'isha shoyse v'yayin. A woman was made in a nazir. It was mekabel nazirus. V'ha'isha shoyse. She was drinking wine. Okay, so she's in full violation. She's in full-fledged violation of the rules of Naziris. She's chayiv malchus. Okay, loisase. Period. Okay, so far pashut. Now, okay, next. Let's say hafal about. Let's say the husband was made for the neder. The husband was made for the neder. Chayisoy, what's second over here? What does this guy want from me over here? Moving to Charleston? Who's this? All right, Haisa, let's say, Hafal Abal, the husband was made for her Nazira. And she does not know. She is unaware of this change in her life. Vihi lo yada, shahafal abal, vahaisa, shaisa, bi'an. She continues to drink wine. Umetamal amesim, eina saifege ses harboim. Why not? Because meikar hadin, she's not aware. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, it says, even though she's not going to get malkus arboim, which is the din d'oraisa, but she is still in the arayonis. She is still in her mind. She does not know that she is no longer a nazira, and she lahachis is doing an avera. So although she's not going to get the malkus of the Torah, but Chazal have the power to punish her for what she is doing in her mind. Good, Pashut, right? Rashi, Harei zoi soifeges es rabbi mefarsh lalel, Rabbi Yehuda omer tiskeges rabbi makas mardus, emloi nischaiva malkas ben atoira, te loika makas midrabon, kedei lahoichicha, shaloi tehei mizida. Rashi's words are very precise in order to give a rebuke, that she should not do something that she knows is forbidden. Gemara, turn about it. It says in the pasuk, Isha hafeiram v'Hashem yislach la. It says in the pasuk, Isha, with a mapike, her husband will annul her vow. V'Hashem yislach la, Hashem will forgive her. Quite, this is in parashas of Nedarim. Why does the pasuk say that Hashem will forgive her? What avera did she do that the Torah says she needs forgiveness? So Gemara says, "Beisha shahafal abal lavihi lo yoda hakosav medaber." The case going on, a woman which made a neder, isha she made a neder, and the husband was made for the neder, and she does not know hakosav medaber. Shehi tzricha kapara uslicha shnitz kapara. Okay, Rashi, diber masal tanam isha hafidah mashem istachlo b'ma hakosav medaber. In beisha shenadav hafal abala slicha zulama el al karcha beisha shavu labala. It has to be the husband was made for the neder. V'hi lo yoda ah hakasim medaber. V'chol kvar k'siv v'im b'yom shema yisha yoni yosa. Da'ayin shavu lo b'diyasa. We already know the case where the woman knows. There's another post that says v'im b'yom shema yisha yoni yosa. Da'ayin shavu lo b'diyasa. So she's aware. If she's aware, she does not need kapara. So why then do we need this another post that go tell us over here that she needs kapara? So it must be going in a case where she does not know that her husband was made for the neder. Uchsho, back to the Gemara. Uchsho chayisa megir, Mekiva eis lepasik zeh, hoye boicha, boicha. When Mekiva reached his pasuk, he cried. And he made the following statement. Ma mish neschavim la'alos b'yodah b'sar chazir. A person had kavana to eat b'sar chazir. Va'ol b'yodah b'sar teleh. Like in this case analogy, a woman, she does not know that her husband was made for the neder. So when she took for herself a glass of wine, she thought that she was doing an avera, she was eating chazir, and then it turns out that she discovers that her husband was made for the neder, and what she was drinking was not really forbidden. V'va'ola b'yoda b'sar teleh, kosher meat, and the pasuk says, V'Hashem yislach la, torn kapara, uslichosh needs kapara, ha'meschavein la'alois, b'yoda b'sar chazir, v'va'ola b'yoda b'chazir, alachas kavakama, how much more so does a person need atonement? Okay, now this appears to be a simple. What is he really coming to say, Rabbi Akiva? This appears to be very simplistic. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Mishchav lechabul zechazir lechabul zechazir garsinam mechavin lechabul zechazir garsinam dmeikar lisur mechavin dechol lo yodo dehefol la ba'ala." Okay, that's really going to the next case. Okay, what does Tosafot say on this? Taisvis says, "V'isha for the baal v'lo yoda." So when the yoda, my shrichot slichot v'kapara. Okay, that's already the next week's gemara. Okay, I don't know. There has to be something more deep. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? What is over here in the rush? What does the rush on the gemara say? Okay, the rush over here says, "B'isha for the baal lo tema amai shavak tana trei kroy kamoy v'hashem yislach lo kini v'yosav yoy kro achrin devafos in nidera." Yes. Okay, that's written in the next piece of Gemara. Okay, I'm not sure. Let's go weiter. Kayoitze ba'dover ato oimer. Another pasuk. It says, v'lo yoda v'osham v'nosa avoynoi. Okay, where is this pasuk written? This pasuk is by a carbon osham. A person does not know if he ate chalev or shuman. Pasuk based on the side of the Gemara. What's the pasuk referring to? Vim nefesh ki secheta, the osesa achas mikol mitzvah sashem ashelo yisiyasenda v'lo yoda v'oshem v'nosa avaynoi. Okay, person did an avera, an osham toloi. He does not know to do an avera. V'lo yoda v'oshem v'nosa avaynoi ma mish nishchayv lil alis b'yoda b'sar tle. V'olo b'yoda b'sar chazir. Kigoin, what's the case of an osham toloi? Chaticha, sofik shol shumon, sofik shol chelef. Omakro, v'nosa avaynoi. A person had kavana to eat kosher. And then it turns out that he went to a restaurant, he did not check if they have a good hechsher, and he ends up eating a piece of meat, a piece of something that's sofik chazer, sofik chelev, sofik shuman. And the Torah says, karis, chelev is karis. And the Torah says he needs kapar v'nos avon, he needs to bring a carbon, osh kapara. So mi shenshchavim alayis b'yod b'sar chazir, v'ol b'yod b'sar chazir, al achas kam v'kam. Okay, so we have over here another example. This example is not as bad. In the case of the woman, it's worse, because the case when she mamash had kavana, do an avera. In this case, the person did not have kavana, do an avera. He had kavana to eat kosher, and it turns out that he ended up eating something that's a sofik. Fine. So al achas kam v'kam, when a person has kavana to do mamash an avera, How much more so does he need kapara? Next, case number three, Issi ben Yudoimer. It says v'lo yoda v'oshem nosavano. He has a different interpretation. Umami yishnas chavon la'alos b'yoda b'sar tle v'yelo b'yodoi b'sar chazir kigoin. What's b'sar chazir going? Shtei chaticha is achas shol chele v'achas shol shumin v'nosavano. So he learns the case of oshem tolu is not the case where the person has ate one piece of meat and it's a suffix what he ate. The case is he has in front of him two pieces, and they're labeled. They're labeled. This is chelev, and this is shuman. And he ate one of them. He just does not know which one he ate. They're basically, it's very similar to the previous case. The previous case is he has in front of him one piece. He does not know the chaticha achas, if it's chelev, if it's shuman. In this case, he has in front of him two pieces, and they're clearly labeled. They're marked. This is treif, this is chelev, and this is shuman. And he eats one of them, and he leaves, and he does not remember which one he ate. Did he eat the chelev, or did he eat the shuman? Now, in this case, it's a little bit worse, because in this case, one of the pieces, at least, is marked. The iser is kavua. The iser has been established. In the case where a person has only one... Why don't we say kol kavua mechsa mechsa in achinami? Why don't we say kol kavua kemech slamech? That's only a kol kemech slamech. That's only that you're not allowed to eat it. Lechatchila. But as far as bringing a carbon, you only bring a carbon when you know for sure. So he's making a very good point. If you find in front, you find that you have a piece of meat, and it's kol kavua kemech slamech. So that means you're not allowed to eat it. You have to take into consideration the possibility that it's not kosher. But let's say you do eat it. Do you bring a carbon? No, you can't, because it's not a vada. It's only a suffix. But you do bring a carbon asham toluy, which is the carbon you bring for a suffix. So here we have already carried. Here we have already third case. Next case. Next. All of the al davar zeh. So we only really brought down over here three cases. Al davar zeh yidavu hadavoim. Those who like to worry should worry. Yidavu means to worry. Hadavoim. Warriors. The warriors should worry regarding these situations. Okay, now, long comes the Gemara, V'chol hani lamali. Why do I have to have all of these cases? The Gemara answers, Tzrichin, I need all of these examples. Why? The first case, I would say, do you know why she needs atonement? Because there she did something that she thought she was doing an Aveira. She did not know that her husband was Mater the Nezius, and she in her mind really believed that when she drank that glass of wine, she was doing an Aveira. So certainly she needs atonement because she mamish did an Aveira. But let's say you have in front of you a piece of meat. Chaticha, safik shel chelev, safik shel shumin. It's a safik. So I don't know. I don't know for sure that what I am eating is chelev. I don't know. It's not been defined. I would say that in this case, I do not need kapara. Loy boy kapara uslicha. Kamash Mulan, that in this case you also need kapara, because this case it's a suffix. So let us just say this case, and certainly the case of Anisha, the Itmar Bahador, I would say no, Diko Isura, because in this case it's not been resolved. In this case it's never going to be resolved if the Chaticha Achas that you ate was Chelev or Shumin. So since the suffix is never resolved, there will remain on this person's head the rest of his life a real doubt if he did an Avera. But the case of the Isha, the Nazira, her husband tells her that I was made for the Nazirus. So it's certain that you did not do an Avera at the time when you drank that glass of wine. So maybe Taka, she does not need atonement. Aval Isha de Hofer Labala de Hetera, where it turns out that retroactively she did not do an Avera. I may suggest lo tiboy kaparu slicho kamash mulan. Okay, so far we've contrasted the case of the Isha Nazira and the case of the Chaticha Achas, Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman. Now, and we've explained why each one of those cases is necessary. We would not know one from the other, even forwards or backwards. But now that we know these two cases, why do we need to come on to the case of the Shtei Chatichos? You have in front of you two pieces. One is Chelev, one is Shuman. And you eat one of them, and you don't remember which one you ate. What Maila, what Chiddush is there in that Halacha? V'idmar Hani Tarte, Havamina Hani Tarte, who the Sagli B'Kapara, Uslicham, D'loy Ikva Isura, because in both of these cases, the first case, the second case, the Isha, certainly there was no Avera. Retroactively, there was no Avera. And case number two, where it's Chaticha Achas, we don't know. Maybe there was no Isra, there was no Avera. But in the case of Shtei Chatichos, it's called Ikva, Avol Shtei Chatichos Shel Chelev V'Achas Shel Shumen. Shtei Chatichos, Achas Shel Chelev V'Achas Shel Shumen, De Ikva Isura. You certainly have in front of you one piece of chalev. The only doubt is, did you eat it or not? But the isur, the avera, is established. We want to welcome to the base manager, Shlomi Rabinowitz. Shlomi Rabinowitz. Okay, we're in the middle of the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We're almost down to the bottom of the page already. Even in that case, now here's the chiddush. This is very, very, very interesting. What it says. See, here it says lo sagile. In this case, the ikba isura. Maybe we would say lo sagile. He's not going to get atonement. He's a goner. See, in the other two cases, we wanted to suggest that he doesn't need atonement. Isn't that what it says? Lo tiboy kapar v'slicha. Go back to the previous case. In the previous two cases, it said that you don't need kapar. This is a very delicate point that if you don't pay attention, you can totally miss this point. Go back to the previous case. Previous case, remind me a little bit. Going back to the chol hani lamli, chicken eat tonne gabi isha hosamu the boy kapara, uslichod vishum the make currently surk chavin. Aval katicha suffix shall chips of shall shum and the letter chavin loy boy kapara. Uslicha, the eat marble hadodiko is sura. Aval isha the hofer labala de tero loy ti boy kapara, uslicha. In the first two trichuses, you don't need. I would think that you do not need atonement because you have done nothing wrong. Kamash Mulan, you need atonement. Now the Eid Marba Hani Tarte Havamina Hani Tarte who the Sagilu Mikapara Uslicha. Now it's shifting gears now. Oh, Kapara, you're gonna get Kapara. As long as you do Teshuva, As long as you ask forgiveness, you clap al chait, you do teshuva, the sagile bechapara. Why? Aval, in a situation where a person has in front of him chelev and shumin, and you're sloppy, and you don't pay attention, and you consume one of the two pieces, and then you will realize later what you did, I would think that in this case, you're not going to get kapara. It's an avera. It's mu'uvus she'eino yochol liskoin. There's nothing you can do. Hashem's not going to help you in this case. You're going to be condemned forever to your sin. Kamash Mulan, that the Oshem Tolui atones even for this case where it's Shtei Chatichos and you ate one of them and you don't remember which one you ate, even though it's Ikba Leisuri, even in this case Hashem has Rachmanis and Hashem says do teshuva and I will forgive you with the Oshem Tolui. Kamash Mulan Deloshna. Okay? Now why don't we say the other way around? How come the Gemara is living out of step? Why doesn't the Gemara let us only say this case? Let us say the case of the Shtei Chatichos. And in this case, it's going to be you need kapara, but the other you need kapara. It's not going to help us. See, the Gemara did not need. What will be the next step? Let the Torah only say the case of Shtei Chatichos, and in the Shtei Chatichos, you're getting kapara. It doesn't make any sense. There's no way to turn it around. Because if the Torah only said the case of the Shtei Chatichos, so there, it's a tremendous chiddush that the Torah is allowing you to gain atonement by bringing the Oshem Tolui. But what about the case of the Isha Nezira and the case of Chaticha Achas? There, you for sure need to mimavakesh slicha uchapara. Okay, because since now we've shifted gears and we're going to say, I would think lo sagi le bichapara, kamash mulan, you're going to get kapara. That does not take away from the fact that you do need to ask for slicha uchapara in the case of the isha nezira, shofel abala, and the chaticha achas. All right, that's it. That's the shtul gemara. Let's now go to new Gemara. Shlomi ben Wissi, ready? We're doing new Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Ruchani just came in time now for a new piece of Gemara. Amar, first wide line. Amar Rabbi Ruchani Yochanan. Maidach Sif, Agadita. We're learning now some Agadita. Maidach Sif, ki yeshorim darchi Hashem. The ways of Hashem are yeshorim. Vitzadikim yelchubam. Okay, what does the Bach say? What does it say here? Ois Gimel? Yeshon Barach Yashem Tzadikim Kach Tzorch Lemar. Take out the Vav. There is no Vav. There is no Vav in the Bible. What is over here in the Ois Gimel over here? Chav Gimel on the side. Ois Chav Gimel. Where is the Ois Chav Gimel? V'chein hu bidfus. What's that Vav? I don't know what that Vav is. Fine. Ki yeshorim darach Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam, upoyeshim yikosh lubam. What is this pasuk referring to? Mashal shemrei adam shetzolu es pischeihen. Two people were roasting their carbon pesach. Echad ochloi l'shum mitzvah, v'echad ochloi l'shum achil gasa. Ze shach l'shum mitzvah, we applied him the pasuk, v'tzadikim yelchubam. Ze shachloi l'shum achil gasa, we applied him upoyeshim yikosh lubam. Good. Let's see Rashi. What's the chiddush over here in this pasuk? What's the chiddush? V'yachadach l'shum achil gasa. Oy machmas taiva she'ochloi bira ovein. Okay, he ate it for taiva. Fine. Omalei reish lakish. Reish lakish says, why? That's not fair. Just because a person, he ate his carbon pesach bitte ovein, he's a Rasha. If you enjoy the pesach seder, you're a Rasha. For the wrong reasons?
Novel versus satire.
He's not a novel. What's that called, a novel? He likes. Why is he a novel? He ate it l'shem achil gasa. What?
Because you have to eat it there, Chamelech. Like, you can't eat a chilek.
Okay, so he had, it's his kavana. He didn't do anything wrong just because he had, he's hungry. He wants a good piece of meat. He likes a piece of roasted meat. And he's relishing the roasted piece of meat.
You're not allowed to eat it when you're starving and you have to eat it.
Who says he's starving? He ate it l'shem taiva. So just because he ate it l'shem taiva, someone likes matzah. There are many people who like matzah. That. So you're going to say that he's called a Rasha? He's not going to be called a tzaddik, but he's not a Rasha. Ad kedei kach. Amar Reish Lakish, hi Rasha, karis lei. Nihi deloi ko ovid mitzvah min hamufchar. Pesach, miya ko ovid, he did the mitzvah. Mitoch shaloi l'shma bo l'shma. Ella, this is not a good, therefore he rejects this analogy. Ella, Marshall, if you want to give the analogy of tzaddikim yelchumbam, the pasuk tzaddikim yelchumbam, upoyshim yikoshlubam, Ella, Marshall, shnimri yodam, ze ishtoi v'achlis ima. Okay, new case. Two people. Each one has in their presence their wife and v'achlisoi and his sister. Sister is obviously Karis. Imoi. Ze, v'ze, and the other person. Two people living in their own private homes, and one and in his home, they each one individually has at home with them his wife, which is mutter, and a sister, which is aser. One person was nichshel and was baal al-chayis. One was baal ishtoy. So ze shnezdam loy ishtoy. The one ishtoy tzadikim yelchubam. Okay, that's his analogy. We want to welcome Mr. Rapport to the Beis Medrash. Okay, we're on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. We are in the middle of an Agadah to Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's the case. What does Rashi say? Rashi says on this, the Echad, no, there is no Rashi on this. Is there a Tais on this? Let's look at Taisvis. No, there's no Tais on this either. Vaita. So the Bavli says, That's not what the pasuk says. It says ki yisharim darchei Hashem. So the darchei is in the plural, but it means each one of the taryag mitzvahs is a derech. And here, it's not one derech. Ishtoi is one derech. Achoisoi is a different derech. We're looking for two people doing exactly the same thing. And one, we're going to apply tzadikim yelchubam, and the other, poyshim yikoshlubam. Here, they didn't do the exact same thing. One was bo'al ishtoi, and the other was bo'al achoisoi. That's two different derochim. That's two different actions. We are looking to find a case where they both did exactly the same thing. So how can you compare this? Ella, what's the answer? Case number three. Marshall Leloid Ushte Vinoisov. The two partners. Two people are engaging in activity, Loit and his daughter, and one of them is doing it L'Shem Shemayim, and the other is doing it Shalom L'Shem Shemayim. Right now, the Gemara is saying Lot is doing it Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, and each daughter is doing it L'Shem Shemayim. So they're both engaged in the same activity, and one, we're going to apply Tzadikim Yelchubam. Mashiach came from one daughter. David HaMelech came from Moav. And Lot, he's finished. And Lot, we're saying not good things about. El Moshul L'Loit U'Shleb Noisaf. Imoi. Hain, the girls, the daughters, Shernashadim L'Shem Mitzvah, to them we apply Vitzadikim Yelchubam. Who? Lot, Shernashadim L'Shem Avera, to him we apply Upoyashim Yukash Lubam. Frek the Gemara, who told you that Lot did it L'Shem Avera? Vidilma, who nam you L'Shem Mitzvah Yichavin? How do you know? Why are you saying Lashon Hara on Lot? Maybe Lot was Machavin L'Shem Shemayim. Omar, Rabbi Yochum, we have a Mesorah. We have a Mesorah that Lot did not do this L'Shem Shemayim. And the Mesorah comes from the following pasuk. Upsukim, kol ha-pasuk hazal shem aver ne'amar. Vayiso Lot. Okay, so we're going to Darshan over here. This pasuk, we're going to Darshan over here. All of these psukim, there are multiple psukim. First pasuk is Vayiso Lot. This goes, we have to go through all the psukim. Look over here on the bottom, you have to look at the whole finger on the psukim. The Torahs, Tar Hasholem. What does it say in the Pasuk? Pasuk start, the first Pasuk is Vayisolot es ena vayar es kol kikar hayadin ki chula mashkul lefnei shachit Hashem es tam yes amoro kagan Hashem keretz Mishraim b'achat soar. He wanted to engage in gezel. He wanted to steal. Vatiso eshes adoinov es enecho eshes poitifar is the second Pasuk. Okay, she wanted, she said shichva imi. Next Pasuk. Next Pasuk is es enov es eshes adoinov es what's the dalet? She lifted up es eneha, fine. Next is vav, es eneha. Why is there a dalet there? What is that dalet? Do you know what that dalet is doing there? Is this the same dalet? I'm a little mixed up over here.
Where are you, Rabbi?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the page. We're going through a whole selection of sukkim. Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. Call, look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, Kol HaPasuk Hazeh L'Shem Aver Nemar L'Chein I'ato Yochol L'Doina L'Kaf S'chus. We're giving a whole long list of Sukkim. Each Pasuk, we have a Messiah that they were all done Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. Every time we have the word eyes, the common denominator of all of these things over here is sing. What was the other? What was Lot? What did Lot want to do? Lot wanted to steal. He wanted to pasture his animals and property that did not belong to him. It was Shaloi L'Shem Shemam. She wanted to be Nichshol Megil in Arayis. Next, Kihi Yishara Beinai. Next pasuk is Vayomer Lo Aviv Imoy. Hein, this is by Shimshon. Right, Shimshon, she wanted Vayimlo Aviv Imo Ha'ein Bivnoi Sachech of Chol Ami Isha Kiat Olech Lekachas Isha Meplishim Harelim Vayoymer Shimshon Elav Oisa Kachli Kihi Yoshra Ve'enoi. Chazal here are putting a negative spin on this that it was a Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. He wanted to marry this woman Shimshon Agibor. Okay, Delila, Shimshon and Delila, Samson. Today, if you ask a person, how do you say Shimshon in English? What would they tell you? Al tikri Samson, el Samsung.
What? How would you say?
Al tikri Samson, el Samsung. You don't get it? All the smartphones are Samsung.
A lot of money last year, Rabbi.
Samsung. Divide.
They lost a lot of money. Balance.
Samsung? They lost money? I don't have any rachmanis on them, don't worry. They have plenty of money left over.
Vaita. Vatiso
Eshes Adoinov Esenecha. Fine. Next. Kihi Yosha Beinai. Next. Vayar. The next pasuk. What's the next pasuk? Vayar Oiso Shchem Ben Chamor. The next pasuk is Shchem. Shchem, he saw Dina and he took her. Vayar. Next pasuk. The next pasuk is Vayar Oisa Shchem Ben Chamor. It's called Vayar Oisa Shchem Ben Chamor. Next pasuk is called Kikar Hayardein. Ki Baad Ish. Now, what is that pasuk referring to? Ki Baad. I don't understand what's called Vayar Oisa Ben Gzereshav Vayar Vayar. What's going on here? I don't know what this Gemara means. Let's go look over here at Tosfos. We're more of a saying, call our pasuk hazeh. Are we making a chain rule over here? The Gemara keeps on throwing in the word vayar a few times. We're making a gzereshava.
Refers to Lord Vayishalot is saying, vayar is called a kikar yarden. So the first yar refers to Lord. That's what the dalet is for. The second vayar, oyser shchem, is a different one of us saying. I don't know. There's two vayars.
Vayisha lo'nesen, vayars kolakim. Let's go back. I'm reading over here what it says in the Masifta. Kol ha-pasek hazeh al shem aver nemar. V'chol ha-tevoy shev ha-pasek zeh merumas shesibas halichosay listoim hoysa mishum shohaya shotuf bezima. Okay, it says by Lot. Why did Lot go to Sodom? What was wrong with Sodom? Sodom was the erev. Sodom was shot off Zima. Over here in the Masifta, Oyschav Zayin, who's he saying? Some positive new kid can be used. Ki mahat zerich laharich binyan binyan shenosas ein of liros ezi hi eretz toivo ad shebochalos hi yarden. Ulkachtor sherlinin aziva avera shemishum shachoy yishudu vizima bochar loyd b'shkunasam emarash. Okay, so we think of the incredible chiddush. Lot, this is the Gemara's answer. Now we got the answer. Now I got it. The Gemara we are saying is Lot was mechavein to live with his daughters sheloy l'shem shamayim. How do you know that? The Gemara is saying that Lot's daughters, they did the avera l'shem shamayim. They said, there's no one going to marry us. There's no one left in the world. The world came to an end. We have no choice. Like the Shvatim, they married their sisters, whatever it is. How do you know that Lot did this activity l'shem avera? So the answer is, what is Lot doing in Sodom to begin with? That's the answer. The Gemara is questioning, how do you know that Lot engaged in this activity with his daughters l'shem avera, l'shem znus? How do you know? Prove it. How do you know it? You just can't go say this without proof. The answer is, what is Lot doing here to begin with? How did Lot end up in Sodom? The answer, so it says in the pasuk, the Lot, he lifted up his eyes, he saw the kikar hayad, ki chula mashke, ki gan Hashem, ki eretz Mitzrayim. That pasuk is telling us the real reason why Lot wanted to go to Sodom. It wasn't because he needed pasture land for his animal. It's because Sodom was a place where Lot can engage in arayos. This pasuk is superfluous. The pasuk that tells us that Lot, he lifted up his eyes and he saw the kikar hayad and kichula mashke. If you read that pasuk very carefully, it's telling you the real reason why Lot went to Sodom. Taiva fenoshim. Memela. If the Torah reveals this fact, we have a right now to assume that when Lot lived with his daughters, he did not do a l'shem shamayim, he did a l'shem taiva. That's the Gemara's answer. Got it? Go back to the beginning of the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara over here says, we want to find an example of tzadikim yelchubam u'poshim yikashlubam. Tzadikim, and what is the Gemara's maskana? Lot u'shtei b'noisaf. They both engaged in one activity together. Lot did it l'shem avera, rishoyim yikashlubam, and Lot's daughters, they did this activity l'shem shamayim. Tzadikim yelchubam. Frek the Gemara, how do you know Lot did it l'shem avera? Bidan l'kaf schus. The same way you being down l'kaf schus, Lot's daughters, they did a l'shem mitzvah. So maybe Lot also did a l'shem mitzvah. You're looking at me funny. Why are you looking at me funny, Mr. Rapport? What's the problem? Mr. Rapport.
I thought you're down with Russia l'kaf
chayva. Why is he Russia? Why is Lot a Russia? Why should we be down Lot l'kaf chayva? That's the Gemara's question. We have a pasuk. We came a l'maskan. The case is Lot u'shtei b'noisaf. Hein, sh'neschav l'shem mitzvah v'tzadikim yelchubam, hu sh'neschav l'shem avera v'poshim yikol shlubam. Frek the Gemara, whoever told you, lo du l'shem avera. V'dilma, hu nami l'shem mitzvah ichavin. He also did l'shem mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no. You know how I know he did l'shem avera? Because he's already suspect. The Torah already revealed what kind of person Lot is. Lot, before he had daughter, before how did he get to Sodom to begin with? How did this whole Maisa? He was with Avraham, and he was a shepherd, and he had, and they started pasturing another piece, another land. And then Lot, the pasuk says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol haposuk hazeh al shem aver nemar." What's the pasuk that we're referring to? One pasuk. Vayiso Lot es enof, vayares kol kikar hayarden, kichula mashka lifnei shaches Hashem. As Sodom, what's all pasuk? Whole pasuk. I read. So he lifted up his eyes. He lifted up his eyes and he saw. Kikar hayayin ki chulam ashkel lifnei shaches Hashem esdom v'yasmer ki gan Hashem ki eretz Hashem boyachat soyar. This pasuk vayisoloit es einav means arayos. The real reason why Lot went to Sodom is not because he needed pasture land for his animals. Baloney. It's an excuse. It's because he wanted to engage in Gilui Arayis. Sodom was the place to satisfy your taivas for Noshim. And that's why he went there. How do you know? Because whenever it says the word Vayisa Einav Ayar, Vayisa Einav, this is a code word through Gzereshava, Taiva L'Shem Arayis. How do you know it? We'll prove it now from all these other instances where it was L'Shem Arayis, and just like it was by Arayis in all of these other examples, by Chamor, and by Shimshon, and by Eshes Petifar, it also used the word, they lifted up their eyes, and there from the context, it's clear as day, it was L'Shem Taiva. So too, when it says here, Vayisa Eina Vayar, it's called Kikar Hayar, they don't be fooled and think he was a tzaddikal, he did a L'Shem Mitzvah, he went to load to stone because he needed pasture, and he didn't need nothing. He went there, L'Shem Avera. Oh, now that we know that Lo was about Taiva, and Lod went lachas to stone to satisfy his taivas. So now when we find Lod doing an avera with his daughters, it's certain that he did it l'shem avera. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So therefore, vayisa Lod vatisa. Now how do you know vayisa Lod means he did it l'shem avera? So now we're going to prove it. I'm going to show you all these other examples. I'm going to show you a whole list of other psukim where we use the same exact term or a similar term of lifting up your eyes. And in the context of all of these examples I'm going to give you, it's clear from the context of the pasuk that we're dealing with taiva lenoshim. Memela, when it says the same expression by Lot, it also means taiva lenoshim. So Lot's no tzaddikal. If he's no tzaddikal, and now we find that he's doing an aver with his daughters, he's not doing it l'shem shemaim, he's doing l'shem avera. If it quacks like a duck, looks like a duck,
talks like
a duck.
Okay, so he's doing l'shem avera. So what?
So we know we have answered that. That's the topic of the Gemara. I want to find an example of two people doing exactly the same thing, and to one of the two we can apply the term tzadikim yelchubam, and to the other we could apply the term urishoyim yukashlubam. And the Gemara's
Why did the daughters then have to get him drunk? If he's such taiva. Why did they say, come, let's get daddy drunk, and we'll do it? If he's so ingrained in him to do...
Yes, in a good kasha. Yes, yes, in a good kasha.
Come on, kiddos, let's go. Let's have a party time. You don't see that in the lashon of the
pasuk. Use your imagination. I don't want to talk about this. Use your imagination to think of some answers to that question. It's not so hard to answer that question. I'm not going to say it out. but here, it's a good question. It's a very good question. Why? The Gemara really mentions it. The Gemara really asks the question in a moment.
How do we know? How does Rabbi Yochanan know that with his own kids, maybe he's not a pedophile? He's not going to have.
How do you know? The Gemara is saying he is. The Gemara is like, say Navayar. He went. The Gemara basically saying he is. The Gemara is saying, don't assume anything good about Lot. Don't assume anything good about Lot, because that's exactly what the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is being Megale. And when Lot went to Sodom, he went there for no good reasons. And the Mela, everything follows from that. Let's go weiter. So here are all the different examples where we find this term. So Rabbi Vayisa Lot. I'm going to prove Vatisa Eshes Adonai. We have the same term, Vatisa Shalif of Esh Adonai S Einera. S Einera. Next pasuk. S Einov. We're going back the Gezerah Shava. Einera es einav. Why does it say the good in the words es einera? Afetavis es einav. That's the Gemara's answer. So too, when it says es einav, it's like the Gemara's making a gzeirah shavah. The Gemara's very mekatzer. So too, it says vatisa eishes adoinav es einera. Now, just like it says there the word einera, so too when it says by Lot he lifted up es einav. We know it means l'shem avera. Next example, it says by Shimshon, ki hi yoshra be'enai, vay ki yoshra be'enai, and it's so too when it says be'enai, so too now when it says vayar is called kikar hayardein, it's the same idea. It's going to be the same. Period. Wait, so that what word is that? That word is. No. One step at a time. No. We're going through every single word. No, I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tohus hem yadi. We're going through the whole pasuk. The first words are vayisa loit. Gzereshava vayisa tohu to eishes baitifa vatisa. Vayisa, we connect with the word vatisa. Next drasha. It says es enof. Vayisa loit es enof. Back to the first pasuk. Vayisa loit es enof. Gzereshava enov to where? To Shimshon. Ki Yoshua be'enoi. Next word in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk vayar. Vayisa loit es enov vayar. Gzereshava.
Rav Yochanan is taking every word in the.
Every word. So we have already three words.
Each word,
we're making a gzereshava from each word of the pasuk to another pasuk in Tanakh where the context is Gili Arayis. Three words so far. Vayisa, vayisa. Einav, einav. Vayar, vayar. What's the first drasha? Vayisa to vatisa. He lifted up his eyes, lot, versus Eisha spaitifar vatisa. Next words. It says es einav. We connect it to Yoshua Be'enoi, Shimshon. Einov, we connect to Einoi. Third, Vayar. Where is Vayar going to? Vayar is going to a pasuk in Mishlei. Ki ba'ad isha. No, sorry, to Chamor. Vayar oisa Shechem ben Chamor. Vayar. Fourth word, Eskol Kikar Hayardein, pasuk in Mishlei. Ki ba'ad isha zoino. Ad kikar lechem. A person will do anything. The person will sell his soul even for a kikar lechem. And there it says in that same beginning of the pasuk, ki ba'ad is just a juxtaposition. Ki ba'ad isha zoino ad kikar lechem. A person that's lohut after znus. Pasuk pshuto shel mikra means a person that is lohut after znus will give away his last penny to do this avera. Person can sink so low to become such a baltaiva, he'll give away a loaf of bread, the last loaf of bread in his freezer, in order to do the avera one more time. So in this pasuk, there's a juxtaposition between the word kikar lechem, kikar, to the word isha zoina, and it says by Lot he saw the kikar hayardein. Obviously, the word kikar hayardein does not mean a loaf of bread in the yardein, but it means the kikar, the plain, but the word is the same word. And for the purpose of the gzeirah shava, we connect the kikar hayardein to the kikar lechem. And in that pasuk of kikar lechem, it says, ki ba'ad isha zoina. Okay, now we go to kichula mashke, word number five. The entire land is watered. And where do we find the word mashke in reference to znus? Ad pasuk in Hosea. Elcha acharei mehavai, I will follow the people that I love to do azaveris with. Noisne, those people, this woman, this zoyna says, I will go to the people who do with me this avera, because they pay me. They give me noisne lachmi umeimai. They give me bread, water, tsamri, wool, pishti, linen, shamni, oil, vishikuyoi, that's the word we need over here, good intoxicating beverage. Chayiv adam libasim puraya ad lo yoda. Shikuyoi. Okay, so therefore that's called mashke. So we have succeeded in going through the entire pasuk. Every word or expression in this pasuk, we're going to make a gzereshava to another pasuk in Tanakh, where that same word is used in reference, connected to a reference of arayos. Five expressions connecting us to five stories, five different places in Tanakh. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is Lot is no tzaddikal. That's the bottom line. Lot's real agenda was arayos. Memela, we have a right to assume that when now we find him being nichshol in this avera, he was doing it l'shem avera. Rishoyim yikashlubam. Okay, that's the Gemara. So I'll read the Gemara one more time very quickly. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol ha-pasuk hazeh," the entire pasuk that it says by Lot. There are five parts to the pasuk. Al shem avera nema. The first part of the pasuk is vayisa Lot. We make a gzereshava to the eishes poitifa, vatiso eishes adoyna veseineho. Next part of the pasuk of Lot, the word es einov. Lot lifted up es einov. Gzereshava to Shimshon. Kihi Yoshra Be'enai, enough to Enai, close enough. Vayar, he saw the Kika Hayardin, Gezereshava, Vayar, Vayar, to where? To Hamor, to Shechem. Vayar, Oiso Shechem ben Hamor, Dina. Next, four. What did Lot see? He saw as called Kika Hayardin, Kikar, Gezereshava, to where? Kika Hayardin, Kibaad Isha Zoina. A person who's lohut after an isha zayna will end up giving away his last loaf of bread at kikar lechem. Number five, ki chula mashke, gzereshava to the word shikuyoy in hoshaya, elcha achare mahavai, noisne lachmi, meimai, tsamri, ufishti, shamni, veshikuyoy. Good. So therefore, we have evidence. We have presented five different proof. It's an Amoritic apostate because it's telling you what the real agenda was. Okay, this goes on all the time in this world. People do things, they make believe they're doing it for this reason, and therefore you dig deep down, you discover it's not like what you think. It's not like what you think. There's another agenda, there's something else going on behind the scenes. In fact, the Gemara, it's not his fault. After everything is said and done, the Gemara over here is still trying to be Melamed Tzchus and Lot. Isn't it amazing? The Gemara is Mam is trying so hard. The Gemara presents smoking gun evidence that Lot is an Avarian, and the Gemara is still trying to rescue him. Isn't it amazing? It's amazing. Still trying to rescue Lot. V'ha menas onis. It's not his fault. His daughters, in other words, like you said, Mr. Rapper, you said they gave him the drink. They gave him to drink. He was intoxicated. V'ha menas onis. Tanu mishum Rabbi Yosi bar Rav Choini. Lama nokud alvav uvi kuma. V'lo yada, it says in the pasuk, he did not know what happened when he went to sleep. Uvi kuma, what's the entire pasuk? V'atashkena es avien yain b'layla hu v'atavo habechira v'atashkav esi v'lo yada b'shichva uvi kuma. We read uvi kuma. We don't read uvi kuma. It's a shurak. Uvi kuma. But there's a dat in the Sefer Torah on top of the vav. There's a dat. Why is there a dat? Why is there a mesorim the dat? Uve kuma shel bechira. Why is there a dot on that? I shall be loyma to tell you. Shebeshchiva lo yada. Aval. When he went to sleep, he did not know. Aval be kuma yada. He did know. He really did know. And when he woke up in the morning, he realized what has happened. So einochinami. When it comes to the older daughter, it was not his fault. You're right. The older daughter was not his fault. But when he woke up in the morning, he realized what had happened. So now it becomes upon him responsibly as an obligation to protect himself that this should not ever happen again. And he deliberately chose not to protect himself, to allow this to happen again. He was warned. So Bekumo Yoda, Mahavalim, what should he have done? Madahavahava, what do you want? Whatever happened. The Gemara is amazing. The Gemara is still trying to defend him. The Gemara does not give up. Does not give up on Lot. Why doesn't the Gemara give up on Lot? Because Avraham didn't give up on Lot. If Avraham didn't give up on Lot, so we also can't give up on Lot. Isn't that amazing? Okay, Avraham went, he went on a suicide mission. Four kings, the five kings to save Lot. Avraham did not give up on Lot. The Gemara took its cue from Avraham. If he didn't give up, we can't give up. The Gemara keeps on trying to defend him. Madahavahava. The Gemara says no. Nafkamina delepanya acharina. The next night, loy iboy lemishtei chamra. He's guilty. The verdict is guilty. After everything's said and done, you can't defend. Only that much you can defend a criminal. Because he knew what happened. He should have taken precautions. He chose not to do so. Therefore, he's guilty. And now we have succeeded in answering the Gemara's question to find the derech, Risham Yikoshlubam, Tzadikim Yelchubam. Lot's daughter, Dilshem Shemayim, Lot did Lashem Aver. Everyone knows that story of Moshe Feinstein. Remember that story of Moshe Feinstein? The famous story where there was a person in Russia, where Moshe was raw before he came to America, where he said some very, very nasty things about the daughters of Lot. And this person got very sick at some point in time and he was dying.
Yeah, we had a Gemara like that.
What in the Gemara? Where's right here? Here's the Gemara. Right here is the Gemara. The Malcham Ovest. Well, the Gemara says that. Well, the Gemara over here says tzaddikim yelchu bam. What do you want of an Al-Gemara? Al-Gemara is the ultimate. There was what the Satan says that who is mechavel l'shem shemayim. There's a Gemara, a famous Gemara. The Malach Moves was l'shem does l'shem shemayim. He came to kiss him. The Malach Moves came to kiss. Who was it? The Tana. He darshin the man. Who else? And Lot's daughters. I don't remember the Gemara. But over here, the Gemara here says that tzaddikim yelchu bam. Almi Nemar. So the Rishon, when he was a Rav in Russia, before he came to America, he had a balabas that said something very, very nasty about Lot's daughters. And Lot, it seems that this person was got sick and was dying of Misa Meshuna. And he came and Rav Moshe went to visit him before he died, and he told Rav Moshe that Lot's daughters came to him in a dream. And it's going in a different parade. He said the reason why they named, this was the story, the reason why they named their child Moav from my, that's the next Gemara, from my father, was I don't want anyone to say, like what the Christians would later say, Immaculate Conception. No one should think, who would do such a mystic thing to go live with their father? And therefore, people will say that the child that was born from the daughters of Lot were conceived supernaturally, and they'll worship their children as an avodah zarah, in order that no one should worship my child and make my child into an avodah zarah. I deliberately call them, the first one, the older one, called it Moav, from my father. This is what this balabas told Rav Moshe, that the daughters of Lot came to me in a dream, and they told me this, and they told me that because of the nasty things that I've said about them, I'm going to die. And Yishmael Mefar saying, that's why we called it Moav. No one should make our child into an avodah zarah. It's a hard story to swallow. Okay, this became a very famous story. But the Gemara here says, that story is coming to explain why they called it Moav. The Gemara here says, Beferish, Tzadikim Yelchuba. They did it L'Shem Shemayim. Why did they do L'Shem Shemayim? So what did the Mefarshim say? Typically they say it's because they thought the whole world was destroyed. They thought when Sodom was destroyed, there was no one left in the entire world. And the male, if they did not populate the world will come to an end. So I once saw someone say that's not the pshat. I don't remember. They knew that the world will go on. The other people that were not affected by the destruction of Sodom, but they felt no one would marry them. If they would reappear in society, and they will be recognized as survivors of Sodom, no one would want to go near them. They're contaminated. There's a chvestish, there's nuclear, whatever, you know, there's contamination. Anyone that would come near them would be afraid. You came from Sodom? You survived? How could you survive what happened to Sodom? You must be sick, you must be, who knows? No one would want to touch them because everyone saw what happened to Sodom. The Pashup Shad is, they tell you in kindergarten, it's because they thought the whole world was destroyed. There was no one left in the whole. The whole world blew up. No one existed. Is that really the pshat? Maybe. Im kabbalah hi nekabel. But I don't remember where I saw this. It's not the pshat. They were not foolish to think that the whole world was destroyed. They knew the world wasn't destroyed. But they also wanted to get married and have children. And no one would marry them. Because you are survivors of a nuclear churban. You're probably sick. You probably have something wrong with you. Memela, they went, they did this. They did it. They did it L'Shem Shemayim. Are you allowed to do this? Obviously. I mean, before Matan Torah, look, Yibum, Yehuda was Miyabim Tamar. Correct? Yehuda was Miyabim Tamar. Before Matan Torah, they were the Shvatim, L'Chor married their sister, their sisters. Who did Kai and Hevel marry? So you're dealing with a different time in world history where things were different. And maybe at that point in time, it wasn't so far-fetched that they would live with their father to have children, especially in the desperate situation. And they did it, the Gemara here says they did it L'Shem Shemayim. But Lot did not do it L'Shem Shemayim. Lot did it L'Shem Avera. And the Gemara, after trying to defend Lot multiple times, the Gemara says, no way, Lot, call him what he is. He's a Baal Avera. It is so interesting that the Gemara doesn't want to defend him. I once saw Mordechai Kibshah, why Taka did Avraham Moiser Nefesh for Lot? What's so special about Lot? So once
didn't he squeal to what was it, Paro, that no, they're really married. He shut his mouth. He went down with him to the
right,
animals.
Right, that's true. So but that he was rewarded. Why he was rewarded? What was he rewarded? What does Rashi say? Because he did not say anything to Avram. Okay, but why did Avram take him with him in the very beginning? So I once saw Mordechai Kibshah. Who was the first person to die al Kiddush Hashem? For real. Who was the first person to die al Kiddush Hashem? Haran. No, he was murdered. He didn't die al Kiddush Hashem. He was murdered. Cain killed Hevel, period. He just got and killed
him. Wasn't Avram's brother?
Oh, Haran. Nimrod threw Avram into the Kivshan Oesh. And what happened to Avram? Nothing. A miracle. He survived. Haran was standing there.
Haran was his father.
He said, let me see if nothing happens. He was on the fence. Should I jump? Should I go into the fire? Not go into the fire. Let's see what happens to my brother. If he survives, I'll survive. If he doesn't survive, then I'll bow down to Nimrod. So what happened? Avram then survived. Oh, he survived. So Haran, okay, he jumped into the fire. He didn't survive. So what happened? So who was the first person, really, who died al Kiddush Hashem? Avraham, he would have been the first person, but the miracle happened, he survived. Haran, do you believe in Hashem or not?